This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A new Osama bin Laden tape has surfaced, the second in just a few days. In this tape, he urges his followers onto holy war and denounces what he calls a Bush-Blair alliance. Bin Laden says leaders of the United States and Britain claim to be fighting terrorists, but in fact they are at war with Islam. The new message from the al-Qaeda leader is made public as U.S. security precautions are coming under scrutiny. Joining me now is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge yesterday sounded somewhat defensive about the precautions the government urged citizens to take.
It's true. He hit the airwaves going on several Sunday shows to defend the duct tape and plastic sheeting that the Homeland Security Office urged people to buy, and then scaring people at the beginning of the week, by the end of the week of last week, saying, wait, calm down, don't panic. And there was a lot of criticism about what these precautions would do, and some even saying that they could be harmful. If you start sealing up your house, you'd find that you couldn't breathe after a while. But Ridge did say that even though there have been questions raised about the reliability of the sources of information, a warning about terrorist actions around this time, that he thought that the orange alert still had to be kept in place, that it was not time to reduce that alert. And he did say that soon, however, it's possible that they would be able to separate out and say, okay, New York and Washington should go on alert, but not the rest of the country. But, of course, even for the places that have come under high danger, like our hometown of Washington, you see the plans for evacuation coming out are very flawed, to put it mildly. And when you have a snowstorm like we're experiencing right now, you see that it would be entirely impossible.
A foot and a half of snow is tough on the plastic sheeting and the duct tape.
And on getting out of town.
Democrats seem to be seeing some opening here for political advantage.
It's true. They're denouncing the funding for Homeland Security, saying it's not enough and that it's being sacrificed for tax cuts for the rich. Now, the Democrats are doing this because they think they can score in two ways by doing this. First, to remind people about what polls say is an unpopular tax proposals of the president and the traditional Republican vulnerability of being the party of the rich. And two, to try to patch up the problem the Democrats had on the Homeland Security issue back in the last election, when they had failed to pass a Homeland Security bill and the president was able to use it against them out on the campaign trail. When Ridge was asked about this yesterday, he says the president is asking for billions more for security, and the Democrats can help by passing those requests quickly. But the Democrats definitely see an opening here.
Given the flack the Bush administration has taken on this alert, why do you believe this happened?
I think because they are just scared to death of another September 11th happening on their watch. It's something we've talked about before, but you see how this alert affected the economy last week, with the market going way down for several days before it rallied a little bit on Friday. And you realize that this concern about another attack, quite understandably, trumps everything. And when you put that into the equation, it's also the reason, really, the fundamental reason for going to war against Iraq, in the administration's view, because of fear that Iraq could fund or make possible another attack.
The directors of the FBI and CIA testified last week a war against Iraq might bring a number of terrorist attacks, increasing.
And that was chilling testimony, to put it mildly. I think that that they believe that, and they believe that there are al-Qaeda cells here in the United States, but that they think Iraq has worse weapons and that it could make it worse if Iraq gives those weapons to the terrorists.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.